ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 23 टेक्स्ट नंबर 33। तं वै प्रवयसं भिक्षुं अवधूतम सज्जना दृष्ट्वा पर्यभवन् भद्रा बहुविभिः परिभूतिभिः तं वै प्रवयसं भिक्षुम् अवधूतम् असज्जना दृष्ट्वा पर्यभवन् भद्रा बहुविभिः परिभूतिभिः हं वै प्रवयसं भिक्षुम् अवधूत असज्जना दृष्ट्वा पर्यभवन् भद्रा बहुविभिः परिभूतिभिः थाम हिम वाय Indeed, Ravayasam, old, Bhikshum, the beggar, Avadhutam, unclean, Asat, low class, Janaha, persons, Dishtva, Seeing Paryabhavan dishonored Bhadra, O kind Uddhava, Bhavibhi with many, Paribhutibhi insults. Translation. O kind Uddhava, seeing him as an old dirty beggar, rowdy persons would dishonor him with many insults. Please repeat. O kind Uddhava, seeing him as an old dirty beggar, rowdy persons would dishonor him with many insults. There is no purport, so for several verses we will read further till we reach the purport. Text number 34. केचित् त्रिवेणुं जग्रुहुरे के पात्रं खमण्डलुं पीठं चैके क्षसूत्रं च खन्थां चिराणि केचन प्रदाय च पुनस्तानि दर्शितान्याद् ददूर्मुने. Translation. Some of these persons would take away his sannyasi rod and some the water pot which he was using as a begging bowl. Some took his deerskin seat, some his chanting beads, and some would steal his torn, ragged clothing. Displaying these things before him, they would pretend to offer them back, but would then hide them again. Please repeat. Some of these persons would take away his sannyas rod, and some the water pot, which he was using as a begging bowl. Some took his deerskin seat. Some took his chanting beads. And some would steal his torn, ragged clothing. Displaying these things before him, they would pretend to offer them back, but would then hide them again. Text number 35. Annam cha bhaikshama sampannam bhunjanasya saritate mutrayanti cha papishta sivantyasya cha murdani. Translation. When he was sitting on the bank of a river about to partake of the food that he had collected by his begging, such sinful rascals would come and pass urine on it, and they would dare to spit on his head. Please repeat. When he was sitting on the bank of a river about to partake of the food that he had collected by his begging, such sinful rascals would come and pass urine on it. They would dare to spit on his head. Text number 36. Yata vacham vachayanti tadyante na vakti chet tarjayantya pare vagmi stenoyam iti vadina badhanti rajvatam kechit badhyatam badhyatam iti. Translation. Although he had taken a vow of silence, they would try to make him speak, and if he did not speak, they would beat him with sticks. Others would chastise him, saying, "This man is just a thief." And others would bind him up with rope, shouting, "Tie him up, tie him up." Please repeat. Although he had taken a vow of silence, they would try to make him speak. And if he did not speak, they would beat him with sticks. Others would chastise him, saying, "This man is just a thief." And others would bind him up with rope, shouting, "Tie him up, tie him up." Text number 37. Kripyan kripante keva jananta Isha dharmadvaja shatha kshinavitta imam ritim grahita svajano jita. Translation. They would criticize and insult him, saying, "This man is just a hypocrite and a cheat. He makes a business of religion simply because he lost all his wealth, and his family threw him out." Please repeat. They would criticize and insult him, saying, "This man is just a hypocrite and a cheat. He makes a business of religion simply because he lost all his wealth and his family threw him out. Text number 38 and 39. Aho ishramaha saro drutiman giriradiva monena sadayatyartam bhakavad dridanischaya ityeke vihasantena eke durvatayanticha tambabandhu nirurdhya yatha kriranakam dijam. Translation. Some would ridicule him by saying, just see this greatly powerful sage. He is as steadfast as the Himalaya mountains. By practice of silence, he strives for his goal with great determination, just like a duck. Other persons would pass foul air upon him, and sometimes others would bind this twice-born Brahmana in chains and keep him captive like a pet animal. Please repeat. Some would ridicule him by saying, just see this greatly powerful sage. He is as steadfast as Himalaya mountains. By practice of silence, he strives for his goal with great determination, just like a duck. Other persons would pass foul air upon him, and others would bind his twice-born Brahmana in chains and keep him captive like a pet animal. Text number 40. Evam sabhautikam dukham devikam dehikam chayat muktavyam atmano dishtim raptam praptam abudhyata. Translation. The Brahmana understood that all his suffering from other living beings, from the higher forces of nature, and from his own body was unavoidable, being allotted to him by providence. Please repeat. The Brahmana understood that all his suffering from other living beings, from the higher forces of nature, and from his own body was unavoidable, being allotted to him by providence. So this is the last verse that we are studying today. We started from text number 33 and we have gone up to text number 40. Now is the purport. Many cruel persons harassed the Brahmana, and his own body caused him suffering in the form of fever, hunger, thirst, fatigue, etc. The higher forces of nature are those that cause excessive heat, cold, wind and rain. The Brahmana realized that his suffering was due to his false identification with his material body and not to the interaction of his body with external phenomena. Rather than try to adjust his external situation, he tried to adjust his Krishna consciousness and thus realize his actual identity as eternal spirit soul. So this is a very amazing description of a Brahmana. that we have been studying in this chapter number 23 of the 11th canto. Where is this Brahman from? Anybody knows? Are you familiar with the subject matter that is being discussed here, Prabhu? You familiar with this chapter? Huh? The Avanti Brahmana that is being described here in the chapter number 23. What he was and what he went through and like kind of a summary of his life. This is a very famous narration. So we'll discuss it. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. This Avanti Brahmana, how he became famous and why he is being discussed by none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is addressing Uddhava, and after telling so many other historical events and narrations, finally he is now talking about this Avanti Brahmana, who is not a very famous character actually. He is, if you consider, he's like a regular guy that we come across many times. This Brahmana actually was, originally he was a Brahmana, but later on he changed his profession. Some people think that Brahmana is by birth. But here, Lord Krishna, he does not support this idea. Lord Krishna is narrating. Many places Krishna has actually clarified this matter. That you are Brahmana when you are practicing. You are performing six different activities. Patan, Patan, Yajan, Yajan, Dan, Patigraha. If you are doing these things, then you are Brahmana. So we have discussed that matter in detail before. When you give up these activities and you do something else, then you are no more a Brahmana. This is the verdict of the scriptures. This is the verdict of Lord Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and throughout in Bhagavatam also. This is supported. So this particular Avanti Brahmana, even though he was in the beginning, he gave up his profession of Brahmana and he became a Vaishya. He took up the business activities, banking, etc., agriculture, made a lot of money, he had great wealth, became a very rich person, but along with the wealth, also, he picked up some very bad qualities. And plus, he became very miserly. Even though he had so much money, he could not spend any money for anybody. Not even for his own family, friends. So, nobody liked him. Even his family members didn't like him because he wouldn't give them even anything nice or anything sufficiently. So he just concentrated on one thing, collecting money and sitting on top of the heap of that money. That was his favorite activity. He gave up all the Vedic injunctions he neglected. Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita mentions what the Vaishya is supposed to do, what the Kshatriya is supposed to, what Brahman, everybody, what they are supposed to do. So there are certain injunctions in order to pay back the debt that one incurs during his life activities. There are certain Vedic injunctions, but he neglected everything. So after a while, the demigods, they became very angry on him because he had given up the sacrifice that he's supposed to perform. So he lost all his wealth, the dacoits, the robbers, the thieves, family members, the government, the lawyers, the doctors, everybody stole money from him, took money away from him. And he became penniless. So you can see from, you know, a very simple man, but not understanding and just focusing on one thing, how to collect money and sit on top of the money. So he finally, when he became very poor and destitute, his family gave him up, friends, everybody gave him up. Nobody wanted to associate or identify with him. So in this wretched situation, finally his good intelligence came up and he thought that how I have become such a wretched person. I was like on top of the world. And now, look at me. I'm very poor and destitute. Who could help me? Where can I go? There's nobody in this world that likes me. But there is one person. Lord Shri Krishna, he is known as Deenadayalu, Deenadayadra. He is known as the most merciful personality. And especially he becomes very merciful on the wretched and destitute people. Deena means very poor, poverty-stricken people. He's very kind. So now I am deciding to only exclusively take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna and perform loving service to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Nothing else. That was his decision. So we'll be studying gradually this, how he made this decision. And now we have this discussion, what he was undergoing, how the people were, the unscrupulous people, how they were treating him. What were they doing? The unscrupulous, or Lord Krishna says, the sinful rascals. Some of them were spitting on him, verbal abuse, physical abuse, everything very bad. Treatment he was going through. But did he retaliate? No, he did not. That is one thing normally you see, that even when somebody is verbally abused, then the person would immediately, he would not be able to take any insulting words or verbal abuse. He would protest, or he would say something bad also in return, some insulting words to the person. That's what we see in the world. But here we see that even though he was abused in a very, very bad way by these sinful, unscrupulous men, he did not protest, neither he retaliated, he did nothing. He had taken the vow of silence, so he did not even break his vow. He did not even say anything. So this is a very great lesson for particularly for the devotees in Krishna consciousness. This is one of the main teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how to tolerate different unfavorable situations. And here this man, this Brahman, now he is not only a real Brahman, but he is a sannyasi. He has a sannyas rod and everything here, kamandalu, water pot, everything. But, and he has a tridanda. So he is a Vaishnava sannyasi. He is not a ekdanda. He is not a Mayavadi sannyasi. He is a tridanda sannyasi. And he is, by his own example, he is teaching a great lesson that how a devotee should tolerate. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, more tolerant than a tree. Trinadapi sunichana tarorapi sahishnuna. That devotee, if he wants to achieve the mercy of the Lord, then he must become very humble, humbler than a blade of grass, and also tolerant, more tolerant than a tree. So we see this quality here in this sannyasi Brahman of Avantipur. He started his life, in the middle of his life, he was himself not a very nice person. He was becoming angry and miserly, greedy, etc. He was captured by the bad qualities. But by the stroke of great good fortune, something that happened in his later on in his life, when he became poor, he realized that I wasted my life for nothing. And now I must do only one thing, capture the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna and perform loving devotional service unto the Lord's lotus feet. So this is recognized as the greatest achievement by our acharyas, by previous acharyas. What Lord Krishna is describing to Uddhava, the great acharyas in our guru parampara are saying that this sannyasi is the ideal character. And Lord Krishna, he also says in Bhagavad Gita, sadhu eva samantavya samyak vyavasito isa. He says, my devotee, you should never think of him as an ordinary person or a bad person. Even though you see something bad in him, in my devotee, just ignore it. Don't even look at it. Because he is sadhu. And the bad quality that you may see in him is just a very temporary, insignificant thing. Samyak vyavasito, because he had made the right decision to become my devotee. So very soon he will shine as a very great devotee. He is guaranteed by me to become a very great devotee. Because now he has taken up the right idea and right behavior, right practice. What is that practice? Loving service unto the lotus feet of the Lord. And nothing else. Exclusively. He is not worshipping the demigods. He is not worshipping the politicians or anybody in the world. He is totally focused to serve the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So therefore, he is a sadhu. So this is the certificate given by Lord Sri Krishna. And here we see such character. Right here, this Tridandi Sannyasi, Brahman of Avantipur. even though he is mistreated very much, he is tolerating everything, and he does not even consider that why these people, they are doing all these things. What have I done to them? I haven't done anything to them. Not only they are insulting me, but they, you know, they were beating him up with the sticks and all kinds of. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, devotee, he must do one thing. Asat sanga tyag e Vaishnava achar. Devotee should stay away from the asat sangi, materialistic people. But those people who are interested in sense gratification, materialistic ideas and materialistic behavior, those who are captured by bad habits, asat, means mainly the four sinful activities. There are many, but four are the principal ones that we know. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, these are asat sangi people, sinful people. And if somebody wants to capture the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, then he must stay away from this kind of asat people. So here, this is the example of this asat people who are mistreating the sadhu, great sannyasi, Brahman of Avantipur. And there are many examples in the history. The famous example of Jesus Christ. If you know how Jesus was spreading the holy name of the Lord, giving the message of Supreme Lord Krishna, and he was mistreated, harassed, and tortured by unscrupulous people. That's a very famous example that happened 2,000 years ago. And there are many, many different examples are there in Bhagavatam also, great personalities. And in Lord Chaitanya Leela also there are examples. Famous example is Haridas Thakur, how he was mistreated, very great saintly personality, only chanting Hare Krishna all the time, nothing else. And he was captured and tortured and harassed, and even they tried to kill him. So that's a famous example. All the great, many, many great sadhus and great personalities have been harassed by these sinful people of the world. Material world is not a nice place. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, we know how great personality he is, one of the greatest spiritual masters, always absorbed in chanting the holy name, nothing else. And he was even harassed by even the people in Navdeep Dham. They were trying to harass him. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj also, when he went to Vrindavan, he was harassed by some unscrupulous men. And even there is a record of Srila Prabhupada being harassed, not only harassed, but actually some outside people, they tried to, Prabhupada was in Mayapur Dham in the Lotus building. And one morning, early morning, he woke up and he went to the toilet, to the bathroom. And as he closed the door of the bathroom, there was a black poisonous cobra snake with his fang up. And Prabhupada immediately shouted for his servant. And he was holding on to the door where the cobra was between the door. He was like halfway into the, locked up in the door. So Prabhupada shouted, and then the servant came, and then the people came and they took care of the cobra. And Prabhupada's life was saved. But that's another one example of how the sinful people or unscrupulous men, they even try to not only harass but kill a saintly person. So in these kind of circumstances, devotee, he understands that if these very great exalted personalities are harassed and tortured, or somebody tries to kill them, then what is our position, what is my position, is very insecure in this material world. So therefore, the only thing I can do is take full and complete shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and do nothing else but perform loving devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Lord. There's no other safety. There's no other guarantee. So this is the one particular here, this particular pastime that Lord Krishna is describing to Uddhava. Because Uddhava is now going to be alone, Lord Krishna is departing from this world, going back to Godhead, Golok Dham. So how Uddhava is going to survive? So of course, Uddhava is already the great pure devotee. And yet Lord Krishna, he is taking the trouble to explain him that see how this material world and materialistic people. So beware of these kind of people and beware these kind of situations. And take full shelter of my lotus feet by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That is the main business of the devotee. To take full shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord means to always chant Hare Krishna, always remember Krishna as the savior, the protector, the only protector and maintainer. Without Krishna, there is no other protector, no other maintainer. So devotee is convinced like this. And because of that, he gets the full protection. There is one instance I also remember how even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest devotee. And yet, when he was traveling South India, if you remember or if you have read Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a description. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India, Kerala. The Bhattacharis, they came in a group in the middle of the night and attacked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to kill him. And then you know what happened to those guys, Bhattacharis. They were actually bewildered, because you cannot kill the Supreme Lord. There is no question. You cannot even kill the pure devotee of the Lord. What to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they became bewildered and they started killing each other. And they destroyed themselves. But that happened in Kerala 500 years ago with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So devotee understands that I have to only take shelter of Lord Sri Krishna. I remember one time we were traveling from Vrindavan many years ago. Vrindavan, we were going to Mayapur Dham, and we were supposed to be there on Nityananda Trayodashi, on the appearance day, to take part in the festival on the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. So I was traveling with devotees, Vrindavan, many, many nice advanced devotees. We took the train, Kalka, Kalkamel from Tundla. And we boarded the train, and it was a journey. 11 o'clock a.m., around 11 in the morning, we took the train and was supposed to reach there after 24 hours or something to Calcutta. So we were looking forward to participate in this most wonderful festival of Lord Nityananda's appearance in Mayapur Dham. So the train, when it came to Asansol, there's a train station nearby, maybe about 3 hours or something from Calcutta. And it was a half an hour stop for the train. And something happened and the train would not go any further. So the devotees were wondering why the train, after half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, why it's not moving. So then we found out that there was some problem with the engine. And the train just stopped because the engine had mechanical problem or something. So now we are stuck in this station. So devotees, they just we were chanting, and then on the train platform, a station platform, we did Harinam Sankirtan and started distributing the books. Whatever books we had, we just distributed them all there. And we had a small, because now we are stuck in the train station in the middle. And the train was there for maybe 18 hours or something like that. So we had the celebration of Lord Nityananda appearance right there in this railway station. And it was fasting, so there was no question. There was no water in the train because everything had run out, the water and everything. So anyway, but we were fasting. So we experienced, and we were wondering that why this happened, why Krishna did this to us. We were supposed to go to Mayapur and enjoy with the devotees and participate in the great festival of Lord Nityananda. Why would this? So later on we found out that there were riots. And people had come out with swords and machete knives, and they had attacked some trains that went ahead of us. So, actually, Krishna had saved us from this some kind of, horrible situation. So, a devotee, he always knows that whatever happens in his life, Krishna is always there to protect him. And here we see this Brahmana sannyasi, the Tridandi sannyasi of Avantipur, that even after undergoing the severe heat and cold, rain and all kinds of facing nasty people and bad situations, he is steadfast in his decision that all of these things have nothing to do with me. I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. I am eternal servant. That is my Swarup. What I have to do with all this good or bad in the material world? Something good will happen, something bad will happen. Today may be a good day, tomorrow may be a bad day. Always there's going to be something happening. But actually, as a spirit soul, as a servant of Krishna, I have nothing to do with these things in the material world. The only business I have is to perform loving devotional service, chant Hare Krishna, and serve Krishna, serve the devotees, serve the mission of Guru Maharaj. This is my work. regardless of what happens, what the material world offers me. I don't have to think about it much or pay any attention to it. Just I have to be focused in my mission. So this is the great teaching we learn from this great devotee, Sannyasi Brahman of Avantipur. So I will stop here. And if you have any questions or comments, because it is a very amazing kind of example that Lord Krishna is narrating. And normally it is the duty of the government or the kshatriyas to protect this kind of the old people, the sannyasis or the saintly personalities, sadhus, or women and children, or helpless people. The kshatriyas and the government, they're supposed to take care of them nicely and make sure that the robbers or thieves or unscrupulous people don't abuse them. So I was watching a small video yesterday, video clip, and there's a five-year-old boy. He is describing, he is protesting that why now these people are killing innocent animals. What the animals have done bad to them, that they are killing and eating meat. He was kind of complaining about it, that why people kill these chickens and lamb and cows, etc., these innocent animals. They have done nothing wrong. And why all this killing is going on? There's a very nice, only like a 2-3 minute clip of video. But I was highly impressed to see how this little child, 5 years old, he is completely able to understand that this unkind, cruel behavior is not good and it should be avoided by all means. So I was impressed with the level of intelligence that he has acquired at this young age. And he was protesting the animal killing. So it is the duty of the government to protect the innocent. And we see here that when the saintly personalities or the women and children or innocent people or innocent animals are not protected, given protection, then definitely the sinful man or unscrupulous man will harass them, torture them, or kill them. So, for the devotee, the best thing is asat sang tyag, to avoid the bad company or the company of unscrupulous men. Anything else you would like to address or make a comment or question? Prabhupada mentioned that that devotees should tolerate even if somebody is misbehaving or insulting. Oh yes, about the snake. Yes, now I remember the snake story, that the snake is tortured by, and people are throwing stones at him. So he went to the sadhu, because the sadhu had told him, his guru, the snake's guru had told him to be nice. But then when people were hurting him, then he went back. And then his guru or the saintly personality said that you don't have to bite people and give them poison, but you still can show your hood, your fang, so people will stay away from you and not harass you. Is that the story you are referring? I don't know the reference, but I remember Prabhupada mentioning that. And that's a famous story also, that devotee, this particular example that Lord Krishna is giving is a very extremely super high quality devotee behavior, which is the devotee on the avduta or uttam adhikari platform. But madhyam adhikari or a preacher devotee, he has to discriminate and he has to see the circumstances and act properly and not allow people to take undue advantage. So that was Prabhupada's direction also, that devotees should be careful and nice with everybody, but they should not allow themselves to be abused by unscrupulous people. So it's good you mentioned it's another side, because it's a practical thing that devotees should be careful. Lord Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita that be careful when you go out preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita. Avoid the unscrupulous people, don't go to them. So a devotee has to be very careful and make sure that somebody is not taking advantage of you, or somebody is not harassing you or trying to torture you, etc. And specifically, devotees should also help other devotees. So as a group, they are much more stronger, and the unscrupulous people will not venture to harass them if the devotees act as a strong group. So it's a very good lesson, and Prabhupada he has given instructions like that, that devotees not only should protect themselves but also help other devotees. All right? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.